Over the last few months, as my time on the Assembly has come to a close, I've been in a fairly reflective mood. I've often found myself lost in thought, reflecting on the issues that we, as an Assembly, as a community, and as a country, grapple with. I've been reflecting on my own service, the decisions I have made, the things I've been able to accomplish, and the things I have fallen short on. More generally, I've been reflecting on the role of public service, democracy, and governance in creating a more equitable, inclusive, and just world. In my life, I've been fortunate. I was fortunate to be born into privilege as a white male in the United States. I'm fortunate to have supportive parents and loving family and friends. I was fortunate to have the opportunity to attend college and to serve in the United States Peace Corps. I'm fortunate to serve our other local government, Sitka Tribe of Alaska, who have worked for the Sitka Native Education Program, and to be adopted into my Tlingit Dukwuheti family. I'm fortunate to call Sitka my home, and I was fortunate that Sitkans put their faith in me and elected me to serve on the City and Borough Sitka Assembly. I ran for Assembly because I believe in public service and democracy, believe that local government is the most representative form of democracy, that local government is the true expression of the collective will. To me, there's nothing better than an inclusive, informed, and engaged public process. Nothing better than decision-making at the local level, decisions being made by the people who are directly affected by them. Going into my term on the Assembly, issues of equity, inclusion, and justice were what I hoped to champion. Those are the things I care about most, and those are the things that I believe will make this world a better place. When I looked around our community, I saw many fortunate people like myself. Sitka is an amazing place, no doubt. But I also saw high levels of income inequality, poverty, marginalization, issues around domestic violence and sexual assault, alcoholism, colonialism, and systemic racism, to name a few. Things our community grapples with, things our entire country and the world are struggling with. I believed and still believe that local government, with the City and Borough of Sitka, have an important role to play in confronting and overcoming these challenges, that local government is the best place to take them head on and create more equitable, inclusive, and just communities. To be sure, much of the work of an assembly member in the city is conducting day-to-day business, just making sure the lights stay on. In terms of equity, inclusion, and justice, I've found that the progress I had hoped to be part of is slow. But I still believe that if we stick to a long-term vision and a commitment to making our community a better place for everyone, if there is engagement in the public process, if that public process is inclusive and we put our hearts and souls into it, we can move forward in that direction over time, move to a more equitable, inclusive, and just world. I hope that this new assembly, when not conducting the day-to-day business of the city, continues to take up this charge, continues to look out for those Sitkans at the margins, those Sitkans who are really struggling to make it, those who feel left out, marginalized, and or forgotten. In closing, I just want to say how fortunate I feel to have been able to serve on this assembly. It has been one of the greatest privileges of my life to serve the citizens of Sitka. I also want to say thank you. Thank you to all the Sitkans who have stopped me on the streets, who have brought forward their ideas and their energy to make Sitka a better place. I want to say thank you to the commissioners and committee members who I've had the privilege of serving with and who give their time and energy to making Sitka a better place. I want to say thank you to my fellow assembly members and their loved ones and families for giving so much of themselves for their service, for stepping up to make Sitka a better place. Lastly, I want to thank city staff, and in this I include the Sitka School District and Sitka Community Hospital staff. It's city staff who make our city run. It's city staff who literally keep the lights on. I can't overemphasize how grateful I am to city staff for what they do on a day-to-day basis, what they have done to support me as an assembly member, and what they do day in and day out, make sure Sitka continues to be the place it is. Thank you very much. Gnosis.